this'll be the last time for you full of empty doubt. Funny how the time flies when you fall in love and can't get out.
Intermission by Reb Fountain, who we've got on the line. Morena, Reb, how are you?
Morena, I'm really good, thank you.
Hey, it's so exciting to chat with you today after the news of a very cool gig that is coming our way very soon. You're going to be playing with Voom and Vera Allen. This is thanks to Eccles and the Student Radio Network. The show in Auckland is on the 2nd of June at the Power Station. You must be looking forward to that.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be super fun. Great bands.
Three totally great bands with quite, I was thinking about it, quite different sounds, but there are some really interesting, like, shared, I guess, like, sensibilities. It makes sense that there is a relationship to the Student Radio Network kind of in this sort of gig tour that you're doing. But it must be quite exciting for you to play with bands that have very different writing styles and different kind of, I guess, sounds almost as well. What are you looking forward to about it?
Well, playing live, to be honest. And I was just speaking to Buzz last night of Zoom and just talking about, you know, what we can do with the show and having a little sing-along. And, and you know, Boom are, like, one of our favourite bands, so we're just going to have a great time. And it'll be so cool to play with Vera. We haven't played with Vera for a couple of years. So, yeah, I just think we're going to have a great time together, as well as enjoying each other's music and... And I don't know, I'm
going to
be singing along.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun evening up here in Auckland. But the rest of the country gets a chance to see you guys as well too, because you are heading across the Motu. Reb, it's been, as you say, a minute since we've had some live Reb Fountain shows. What have you been up to? What have you been sort of working away on quietly in the background?
Life. also making new music as well. So we've just sort of preparing for the new music this year, and this is a way to kind of jump back in after a bunch of recording and writing and getting ourselves into position, ready, steady.
That's a nice place to be. Do you find that you need sometimes to have space from playing live to get the kind of sound you're trying to make right? Or are you someone who feeds off the two things, Reb? I feel like everybody has different seasons with it, maybe.
Yeah, I would play live all the time if I could, because it's my favourite thing to do. But it is, we're in a small country, and it's hard to play, you know, unless I've got a residency, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. It's difficult, it's challenging. So there are times where you have to kind of do something else for a little while. And I do need space. I did need space to get this record done. You know, I've got family and dogs and life. But music is my full-time occupation, so I have to find different ways, avenues into it. So, yeah, if I could be touring all the time and on the road, that's my favourite place. So, I am really looking forward to these set of shows just because we get to do what we love.
Yeah, totally. And who is going to be with you? Is it the usual crew that will be playing this show, Reb?
Yeah. So if you've seen my band, or if you haven't seen before, we've got Dave Kahn, Karen Chunzik, and Earl Robertson, and we'll all be there together. Very excited.
It's such a, I mean, you guys are so amazing to see live and also in your recordings as well. When you've been writing recently, Reb, what have you kind of found yourself thinking about or gravitating towards?
There's been so many things. I think at the moment there's sort of this omnipresence of what's going on politically in the world, nationally as well as internationally. And that always plays a part, but I tend to write songs about necessarily one thing. They're kind of a combo picture. Usually in some way I'm writing about the human condition, and generally it's related to my own journey of trying to make sense of myself and the world. But I guess with this new stuff, which eventually you'll get to hear, and hopefully we'll try a few new songs when you come to the show.
Exciting.
We've gone to some different places. We've been playing together as a band for a while, and we're pretty confident in what we can do, and we're so excited about trying new things out. So, it's been a journey of exploration, Rachel.
Well, I'm excited. It feels like it's been, I mean, since the last time we spoke, I think we were talking about international shows for you, because it has been a crazy couple of years of this sort of feeling out the world in this new, I don't want to say post-COVID space, because it is still very much there, but the newness of where music is at and how we experience it. And, you know, some of those things haven't changed, but in a lot of ways things have changed significantly. It must be nice to be thinking about, you know, bringing some of those international experiences you've had back into these home shows as well. Do you think about that at all, or does it just kind of inform it in the background?
Everything informs everything. we had a great time touring overseas in Europe with Marlon, and we've been going to Australia when we can. Best shows are always here in Aotearoa. This is the community that we've connected with and built up. I guess we're excited to bring something new. Like these shows that are coming up, they're just going to be real fun rock and roll shows, And we love doing that. We're a versatile band. We can do a lot of stuff, but it's great for us to be able to sit in that pocket and just, have a bit of a party.
Yeah.
And it's celebratory too, in a lot of ways, because a lot of folks out there are finding life challenging at the moment. There's so much to be an activist about, and we all need to support our well-being as well, so it's just finding that balance together a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And honestly, it's such a cliche, but it is true that it does feel good to be in a room full of people at a time like this and sort of feel that shared experience. And what a bunch of bloody good ones it's going to be. For anyone who has just tuned in, Reb Fountain playing with Voom and with Vera Allen as presented by the Student Radio Network and Equals Entertainment. The show here in Tāmaki Makaurau is June the 2nd, which is a Sunday, but it is the Sunday before a public holiday, so it's basically a Saturday night. So looking forward to it, Reb. Tickets go on sale from Monday next week for pre-sales. Thursday this week for pre-sales, and then Monday next week for general release. And I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Reb. We will see you very soon.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you there.
All right.
Thanks.
kisses.